A pair of polls released this week shows that both Israelis and Palestinians support a return to negotiations. But the polls also show broad differences over how to proceed in those negotiations. Ever since 2000, there have been periodic joint polls that put the same questions to Israelis and Palestinians over the same time frame. There are also questions that are put only to one group or the other. Professor Yaakov Shamir of Hebrew University in Jerusalem directed the Israeli side of the poll, and he's in Washington, where he's a senior fellow at the United States Institute of Peace. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
84% of Palestinians and 85% of Israelis, remarkably similar results, said they support a return to negotiations on a comprehensive settlement. But what did you find when you asked them how to proceed in those negotiations?
Well, in fact, Israelis and Palestinians differ in the route they prefer to take in how to progress from this point. And Israelis prefer much a step-by-step approach, mm-hmm. which is a gradual and more careful approach, while Palestinians prefer a one-shot approach which will tackle and try to solve all the issues in dispute at once.
What do Israelis and Palestinians say about their own leaders and the way that they are taking part in whatever the peace process is today?
Well, I think both Israelis and Palestinians believe that their own leaders are strong enough to convince their publics to accept the peace agreement that they will reach. But there is no such symmetry in the perception of the other side leader. Palestinians think the Israeli leaders are strong enough to convince their own public, while Israelis are more skeptical and don't believe that Abbas can convince the Palestinian public to accept a peace solution.
What's the trend here? Are we seeing Israeli and Palestinian public opinion coming closer together, diverging?
Well, there is a striking trend, particularly since the death of Arafat. This was a dramatic turning point, not only because both publics now similarly give majority support to the major components of Clinton's peace framework.
These are the ideas that Bill Clinton put on the table back in 2000.
Right. But we also see in the current survey meaningful, I would say significant, changes in terms of willingness to reconcile. And we keep asking these reconciliation questions each time, which were quite flat. And the first meaningful change is the one that we see right now.
This is the most recent poll in March,
right,
in early March. Professor Shamir, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Sure.
Professor Yaakov Shamir of Hebrew University, and also senior fellow at the United States Institute of Peace, was the director of the Israeli side of a joint public opinion survey with the Palestinian pollster Khalil Shikaki.